Well, as there is no clear winner after last night, after yesterday's voting, especially on the Democratic side, that makes the people we call superdelegates all the more crucial. They are the elected officials and party leaders who are technically uncommitted, and they'll make up about 20% of the delegates at the Democratic convention this summer in Denver. One of those superdelegates is a freshman congressman from Minnesota. He is Tim Walz. He's also a sergeant major in the Army National Guard, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Madeline.
Well, what did you think of the outcome?
Oh, it was amazing. The word is we have no clear winner. It's obvious that we do. The American people have turned out in huge numbers. As a former government teacher, the idea that one of the things that you need to do and one of your responsibilities is to participate last night was seemed like validation. It was incredible.
In your home state, Barack Obama won overwhelmingly, 67% to Hillary Clinton's 32%. Does that influence you in any way?
Well, we've said all along, and the reason that I've stayed out of voicing a public opinion, that I felt that this was the citizens and the constituents of my district and state's responsibility to this. And our take on it was, is this just let the people make up their mind, and then we will cast it accordingly with them.
So they have made up their mind, and does that mean you're going with Barack Obama?
Well, I said we haven't made an official announcement on it, but it has been my position all along that we would let that happen the way it did. So I would say today it's becoming a little clearer. So we're definitely getting there. We'll see how things shake out. I don't believe I have any special insight to be a superdelegate necessarily. So we think we probably just add our voice to the way that the state went and the district went.
You know, you're up for re-election as a congressman in November.
Yes.
Does it ever get kind of backroomy where people are making deals saying, you know, hey, we'll come out and campaign for you if you commit to us as a superdelegate?
Well, to be quite honest, it does a little bit. I received, you know, some support, and I would say before he was very well known, Senator Obama was in Rochester, Minnesota with me, and a lot of people came out, you know, to see both of us. Obviously, now they would come out to see him, I think. But, but he's never asked, and it's never been a payback on that. But the campaigns say, you know, well, you know, you've gotten help from these people, and they know these people and all that. We've tried to say, well, thank you, but we're going to stay neutral. And so, yeah, I think it does happen. I think there's a sense of that. And that's the part I think your question was very good, Madeline, that it comes back to. I would hate to see a backroom deal make the decision when the people are voting on this. So I think that's why we stayed very, very neutral and said we would go with what our district says.
You are a high school civics teacher.
Yes.
Do you think that this system is democratic, that these superdelegates may in fact determine who is the party nominee and they're not actually chosen by the people who vote?
Yeah, that part troubles me somewhat. And I, of course, you know, before getting into this, I was a high school teacher, and to be quite honest with you, I wasn't quite sure what a superdelegate was. My 7-year-old thinks it's pretty cool to say that, and my wife doesn't give me much credit for it, but I'm not sure if it is. I think what I saw last night is the way it should be. You know, it was loud, chaotic, passionate, and it was the people, and I kind of think it should probably be more direct election from what the people say. So I guess it goes back to the Electoral College type of thing, too. You've got a little bit of an issue there.
Superdelegate and Congressman Tim Walz from Minnesota, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Madeline.
And after we spoke, Congressman Tim Walz went over the results himself. He decided, yes, to publicly endorse Barack Obama and be his superdelegate at the convention this summer.